Simon Sheen pay base. Leave them. Simon Sheen pay base. Seif Tezai. So we learned a lot about a sochen alokit, schiru likitim, that you don't have to go to the alabais itself to do schirus. You can even go to a soche to do schirus, because he has a yad in the house. So you would have thought, this is a shayla in the Gemara, you would have thought, if so, the soche in the house is enough that if you have a few schirim in the house, they become balabatim. You can see that, this on properly, check it. You can see that if the socher is enough balabos to do schirus from him, so if you have five schirim, so you would have thought that, well, now the schirim become balabatim, so you have five schirim, they all have to give in the Erev, even though they really are only toffled to the balabas. So the Gemara says, no, the schirim is le kula, that you can gain. If you have a socher, you go to the socher, and you don't have to go to the balabas. The balabas is brogus, is boicha, you can still go to the socher. But to make the schirim into proper balabatim, that you don't say. Im angu lahokel leangu lahachme, zot the Gemara. Therefore, zot the shim pei mei siv tazayin, im yesh lein yudi chamishu schirim alikitim yisraelim doim bebeisoi. But the master, they only schirim alikitim, they haven't really got their own house. So therefore, ein dirosam chashuva dira sheyesu zel zeh. Zot the Mishabura, you can ignore them. You have to do a schirus somewhere, but you don't look at them as inhabitants of the chotzer, because they haven't really got their own house. Nun beis, doim bebeis, so v'chadoim yichodim l'cholech b'vnei atzmoi, ein dirosam, da afal gav, dach shu rinu rabbon le dirosam menasvin kebalim al yodon, lahaske ushu sofil ushloi midasu akram, leom be lehokal, av lo shi dirosam chashu v'diru, shi esu zazek, shi ilu, de be'emes, ein dirosam nichedusam, sh'akim yeshu zbem, v'yochal esalkam isham. We're talking about Schirim Elikitim, who they can be removed according to his whim, whenever he wants, and therefore they're not a proper inhabitant to have to give in the Erev. Zeh al zeh v'adin shenoz na b'nei chotza, de ein srichin, even though they're Yidin, ein srichin ishatu be'erev. Zod de remor, dis chirus, which, if you look at the bottom line of the Mishabur, is a Torah sofer, v'toruch leima us chiroi, v'etz leima, out. Let's learn the Mishabur first. V'ruin Tzalayma, it should be Uschiroi. It's a new thing. V'ruin Tzalayma. Im Sochu b'nei Achotza Rishus b'nei Akum, you shouldn't think as well, just because we said that Uschiroi Likito is good enough to be Socher from him, you shouldn't think you have to. So in Sochu from the Balabos, in Tzalayma Liske b'nei Socher v'alokit as well. Beinim Yisroel Akum Mustim Shiti. Because, of course, the Balabos is the real Balabos. And the Socher is a nothing. It's just a special kula. You're allowed to go to the Socher. Therefore, if you were Socher from the Balabos, you don't have to go as well to the Socher V'loket. Beinim Yisroel Akum Mustim Shiti. If you might come to Shvinu Rabon Duros and Socher Merushos, that we made them so choshev, that you can go to them. Have a minute, Avuk Shnei Akum Shtom Merushos L'Yukhalem, Kimash Kvash L'Yukhalem L'Yukhuma. You would have thought, he's a Socher, so you have to go to him. So do we more again. So the Gemara, Dischiras or Uschoroi, Uschiroi, Shal Ein Yehudi, and if Ein Yehudi has a Socher, you can, if you manage to do Schiras on the Balabos, you can ignore him. Ein Oisa, Im Socher in Balabos. Nun Vav, Vuradin Im Socher, Ushus Mechem Naschirum, Daim, and so Liska Mikulam. So the Ike is, a Socher is there only to do good for you, to gain from it, that you can go to him, but you don't have to go to all of them, and they don't ask in the chotzer, even if they're eaten, you don't need Erev, and if you went to the Balabos, you can ignore them totally. Siv Yudzai. Shtei Chatzere Zulif Nimezun. Here's a very interesting scene. Now we have, let's imagine, two Chatzeres. So we've got here a chotzer here, and a chotzer here, and there's a mechitzer between them with a Pesach, and the access of this chotzer goes through there to get to Ushas Rabbim. So we learned before that we hold, not like Rabbi Kiva, we hold that you don't always, this person even if he has, even if this chotzer has access to Rishus Rabim through this chotzer, they only have to, they can still make an Erev on their own, because there's a mechitza here. Either have Drisus Regel, it depends if they have Drisus Regel who is Seres or Drisus Regel Amuteres. Which means if there's only one person here, all these people here with an Erev, if they want, they can ignore them. They can make the Erev for themselves and they can ignore them. But if there's two people here without an Erev, then it's Drisus Regel who is Seres, and therefore they cannot make an Erev without including these people over here. That's what we learned, the Gabba Yidin, Drisus Regel of Yidin. Now let's imagine if there's a goy involved here. So we have a goy and a yid over here, and a yid over here. Now, this goy and the yid over here, as far as the yid's concerned, he's only one yid. One yid can ignore the goy. But this yid is also really drisa regel amuteres, because he's one yid and one goy. Doesn't need eruv. Doesn't need anything. But here we machmel like Rabbi Akiva, and we say, no, even those two Sregel and Muteres, no. The Yid and the Goy come into your Chotzer, and you cannot make an Erev, or you cannot do anything, even without Schius. Chiddush. Because really, let's say you've got 10 Yid in here, and they want to make an Erev. Okay, do we have to include Yena? No, he's only one Yid. Does he have to include them? He can carry one yid and one goy. But because we hold here the gabba goy, the chumra, and we say, but this yid and goy are walking through your place, disregarding whether have goy, no, if this yid are walking through, you have to do schius from the goy to be able to carry in your chutz over here. And the same vice versa. If you have one yid over here, and one yid and a goy over here, just one yid and a goy, so this yid is a yid fazich, he can carry in his chutz. This yid, a yid and one goy, is okay. But because you've got a yid, and this yid comes through there, legaba hilchas, you can't carry in your chotzer without schiris. You don't even have to make an eruv, but you have to have schiris. That's what I'm saying. It's gevaldige chiddush, that we imagine the other yid, even if he's drisus regel amuteres, and there wouldn't be a problem with his eruv, but he comes to schiris, we imagine he's here. Sif yud zayin. Now, the Bialucha brings that there are chokim on this. And there are chokim that say, just like Ligenian Erev, you can ignore him if he is muteres. In Schirus, you can also ignore him. And Bialucha brings that a ganze pack, Rishonim, Aymog, Navron, that's choylek, yeah, aber, in Mishchab, steht das so. Sif Yud Zayn, Shtech HaTzeh Zuh Lefnim Yizu. V'Yisroel V'Ein Yudi B'Pnimis, a goy and a yid in the inner one, we Yisroel b'chitzoyne, and a yid in the outer one. Or Yisroel ben yudi b'chitzoyne, a yid and a goy in the outer one, we Yisroel b'pnimis. V'afilu ein yudi b'pnimis u'shnei Yisroel b'chitzoyne. So this is a simpler case, this is a different case, because here, the pshat is that the goy, that I've added the two yidin need a eruv. And now the pshat is the goy is in the inner one, and we imagine the goy is in there as well, because he's walking through. This is Mishnah Zeh Chiddush. Oysa, he's Oysa. Let's see the Mishabur. Oy zu oy lifne mezu. Drisus raglam shala pnimim derech chotza chitzoyne. And the example goes through the thing. Oysa al chotza chitzoyne. Ad she yiske rishus manochi. V'tam kalele. Chashvinam kele doram v'chotza chitzoyne. Kevin she drisus raglam olav. U'metzvim sham v'gozru b'zeh. Because the mass is walking through, so there's still the gzeo sham yilu mimasov. U'mikol mokam yisrael adal b'pnimis. The yid that's living in the inner one, he either has got a goy with him or he hasn't got a goy with him. He can ignore. He can close the door and say, I'm on my own. The pnimis doesn't have to worry about the chitzoyna, because the chitzoyna has got no right to come into the pnimis. It's the pnimis that walks through the chitzoyna. Mutla tatl b'chotzer mosabesh, she'ena ke moysa yisrael yichidi, ve'ena chotzer chitzoyna oysa, she'ena drisa regel, ve'ena mitzuyum shloshtam chotzer pnim, goz b'chomim. Still, you don't say that in the inner one, there's three people. It's only in the outer one, there's always three people, where two of them are yid and one of them is a goy. And you look in Shatzir and Nuntes, Linyan Erev, Boifin Arifin Vashayni. So obviously, if there's two people here, two Yidin here, they have to make an Erev. But if there's one Yid here and one Yid here, wherever the Goy is, of course the outer one, the Mechaba says, needs Schiras, but it doesn't have to make an Erev. Don't do with it. Even one Yid and one Goy, even one Yid living over here on his own, cannot carry in his Chotzer, because there's a Yid and Goy that walk through. And he has to make schius to be able to carry on his own in his chotzer, even if he does not want to be ma'ariv with him. I'm not making ma'ariv with him. You carry there yid, and this yid carries there. But you can't carry here, because there's a guy with a yid walking through you. Does it? Does it? Does it? Does it? Sachidish. Nuntes. Shaino Dizer Shoshmir. Nuntes. You know, this is Negea, this could be Negea when you have that source of money, they live more in flats. So if you have flats and you have a landing downstairs, and downstairs you have 10 Eden, and they all have one landing, and upstairs you just have Goyim. So you'll say, what have we got to do with the Goyim? Or he says, you have one Goyim. Because he walks through, it's bad enough to think. If you've got one Yid downstairs, or two Eden downstairs, or one Yid downstairs and one Yid upstairs, it also would make it that the one Yid also always has to worry about the Goy walking through, so long as there'll be three. One Yid downstairs, one Goy upstairs, it'll be all right, because it's the one Yid and the Goy. But as soon as you have a combination, and if you put together the Goy, the walk-through with what you've got, and it becomes the two Yid and a Goy, you'll always need an Eruv.
Why do you always say so with any
Yid
on one side? Why do you say there's two Yid and one Goy there?
Which case?
Rabbi talks about either you got a Yid and a Goy there, or a Yid and a Goy there. Once you got two Yid and a Goy there.
Just, this is the third case. Oy, she Yisro, the last case. Vafile ein Yudi bepnimes, ushne Yisro elim bechitzoyne. But this case is not Chiddush, because this case is not the same, because he is not doing a regular, Yisro regular thing. That's Stamad din. There's no Machlokes in this case, because there's no regular Yisro elim bechitzoyne by a Goy. It's time, and they take a need area of these two. Yeah, when once you need a area, the guy comes and spoils the area. The first two cases, you didn't even need a area. The Yeshmi Shoim, in the last case in the Mechaber, Shafile Ein Yudi Bepnimis, Vyisrael Echot Bechitzayna Oysa. Now, this is a Gewaldige Chiddush. Because at the end of the day, even the guy walks through, you've only got one guy and one yid. One guy and one yid. In my own chot, so one guy and one yid. I don't need any schiris. But if I've got, I live downstairs, let's say with one yid, and upstairs lives one guy, so I was like, all right, imagine the guy is Drisregel, that means the guy is living with me. The guy lives with me, I also wouldn't need to do anything, because only one yid and one guy. You're more machmeh. Why? Because people don't know, and people think there's a yid and a guy living in the inner one, because you can't see who's upstairs, who's in the inner one, and they'll say that he did it without schivus. The Mishabuil Master brings a sachokim on this Yashmi Shaima. The worst you can have is put the guy by me and I'll still be only one yid and one guy, because it's one yid outside, one guy inside. So halacha, we don't hold of this, that one yid and one goy would never be the problem. The problem is always when you will put them all together in the outer one, you'll have two yid and a goy. Sif yud ches. Ein Yehudi. Now this is a very, very wichtig sif. And this is geboit, pashtus, the whole heta that we do today of schirus. Sif yud ches. Ein Yehudi. It's a repetition of before, but it's a lot clearer. Ein Yehudi shehiske beisoy lechavegoi. Ein Yehudi. A guy that rented out his house to another guy. So we have a maske and a soicha. Both a guy. Who do we go to do the schius? So of course you can go to the soicha. He lives there. We've got five people living together. One of them's a guy. It's a goyish house. And we need to do schius from the guy. So we go to the guy. He says, it's not my house. If you want it. So we can do schius from him. Let's say he's a bit difficult. It might be easier to go to the landlord. The landlord doesn't live there. Can we go to the landlord or not? Tell it is, if the landlord has a right in the house, we can still go to him. Like we had before, if you have a rishus in the house, the yid makes a shvindel to get a rishus in the house, then you can go to the yid. So here, the landlord, if if he's even just got rishus enough to put them there, he's got rishus to put kelim in the house as a landlord, then you can be soicha from him. So here it comes from what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Here is the how they work all the schius in Eretz Yisrael. Why? And we also do on this yisod, because you can't go to every goy, so you go to somebody that has a right to put something in the house. So they go to the water board, the electric board, who have a right, and they take a put a meter in your house. That's what they do. And when meila, you can go to them and be soicha. It's not the most practical idea, because not every house has a meter, not every house has a... We don't have any meters for waters, not everybody. Not every house even has electric, not every house has a gas. It's not so... It's not there. Oh, but that is what it's done. But when we go to the king, we have before you go to the king, or you go to the Tsar, or you go to the mayor of the town, you're really doing the same thing. Because he has the right to put something in every house. Like we see later. And if he hasn't got any tvisa, if he can send out the soicha, you can also be soicha him. Otherwise, you'll have to go to the soicha. Hagod, v'huadin, it doesn't have to be the landlord. Ish acher, it can be the mayor of the town. It can be the police. Because they have a right in the house. So here's where it comes from, the way our schiris has been done for the last hundreds of years, that you go to the mayor of the town, you go to the police. Why do you do that? Because they have a right to put something in your house. Later we'll see again, if it comes to Shas Melchoma, that's why you go also to the head of the army. Because if it comes to Shas Melchoma, they've zichar got a right to go and tell you, excuse me, we need your house, one room of your house to put soldiers in, to put ammunition in. And they have a right to do that. They have a tefisa in every house of the goy. So I can't go to every goy in the town. I go to this balabos. He's the landlord. The Gemara says, lav dafka the landlord, ish achas yesh lo tefisa. Zog the Mishabura. The Chacham Tzvi feit the kasha. It's later now again. That he only has tefisa when it's an emergency. He hasn't got tefisa normal. As if the Chacham Tzvi. As much as the Yosef Galfen, that gives you a right always, because you can make, Andrew Zogan, but he has the right to make the emergency. That means he can make tomorrow, let's go to war. So he can make the emergency when he wants. And it's also possible, and the same is, later, if you have to have, it doesn't mean that you have to have a right in the house, or is it going to come on the streets? So on the streets, the council has a right to do what they want. And they can block off your entry because they want to do work there, and they'll say, excuse me, you'll go in through next door. Go around the back. So if it's good enough, the street is a madigit. That's a shayla fazir. Whether they have to have it in the house or just in the streets, because we don't really need to go and make schiras, could be for the houses, because we're not going to carry it into the goyish houses. We're only going to carry in the streets. No one's going to carry in the goyish house. But that's a fazir. Sheyesh lo reshus samach v'tzalei ma'af abi sheloi niach sham. Even though he didn't put there, the reshus alone is enough. What time? The legoim is chilek yitzchak nachav v'ebsi vidat the lefi sheyesh lo reshus shtam shemba asoichem emanim. He has reshus. The gardener has reshus. The gardener doesn't have to be there the whole time. He has reshus when he wants. He can come there and put his things down. Hai masken namid yesh lo reshus shtam shemba asoichem emanim. The salik asoichem tichzman, or he can be masalikim. Kegon sheyesh nemoy reshus yitzchak kozman shiutz. He has to have reshus to be masalikim if he's got this reshus. I mean, a landlord doesn't usually have reshus with a contract, just to be misalikim. Some say, if he has to wait, it's not good enough. This is a different thing, that you could just get rid of him. That, nobody says, so simple. No, it's not so common that you can just get rid of somebody. But the right to put something down is something else. If he has this right, some say you can only go to the mask if there is no soicha. No, you can go wherever you want. Okay. Stay behind.